Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lake Darling Park Ranger Zach Hayworth about projects at Lake Darling. All right, so what can you tell me about the new Lake Darling cabins?
We have set a ribbon-cutting date ceremony for the new cabins, and that is going to be on Tuesday, August 16th at 6 o'clock p.m., and that will be hosted by the Friends of Lake Darling, as in conjunction with the Iowa DNR and the staff here at Lake Darling. And we invite anybody and everybody to come out and celebrate the opening of these new cabins. And we'll be talk a little bit about them. And then we'll give people a chance to walk through them and see what they all entail.
So they'll be available to rent as soon as the ribbon cutting is done?
Well, yes, that Tuesday the 16th after the ribbon cutting, we will inform the folks of the date that they will be able to begin making their reservations. We have an email list of folks who have been interested for quite some time. I envision along on that date as well, sending out an email to those folks, notifying them again of the date and time at which reservations will begin being accepted. But it should be shortly thereafter the ribbon cutting ceremony there.
All right. What kind of anticipation are you seeing already for this?
The questions and inquiries as far as the cabins, it's just been through the roof these past couple of months. People are just very, very eager to come out and stay in them and enjoy them. You know, along with folks who have the lodge rented for weddings and things like that who have expressed interest, but just the, you know, people in the area. And there's been a lot of folks following the progress of these cabins, and the interest level is very, very high.
Okay, so are the old cabins open now as well?
Yes, sir. The old cabins we've had open now, we were able to open those around the 4th of July weekend. They completed the pavement there, so we opened those up as soon as we could. And since then, we've still just been doing the finishing touches on these new cabins and finally got a date set. And we're very excited to get them open and let people use them. And also along with that, hear people's feedback. You know, with these being new cabins, I'm sure there are going to be some things that cabin users can think of that maybe we have not thought of yet. And so I'm eager to hear the feedback from those first, you know, several groups of people who stay in them and hear what they like, what they don't like, maybe things that we could potentially change to make their stay more enjoyable.
All right. I'd also like to know about the WCRF grants. So what can you tell me about the grant for the AED?
We're very fortunate to partner with the Brighton Chamber of Commerce, and the Brighton Chamber submitted a mini grant on behalf of the park here to acquire an AED, an automated external defibrillator device for the park. I believe that's going to be an extremely valuable tool and resource to have at the park. With the visitation numbers as high as they are and as many people that come out to this park on a daily and weekly basis, knock on wood, we haven't had any medical emergencies yet, but when you get that many folks coming out, the potential is always there. And that AED is a very useful tool to be able to have on site to provide prompt care in the event of an emergency while we're waiting for the first responders to arrive. And it's just a kind of the first line of care that we can provide if it's needed, given the type of medical emergency.
Okay, where will that be located?
Well, right now, since we got the funding to purchase one of them, it'll most likely be with the staff member on duty in their vehicle. That way, if they're responding to a medical emergency in the park or in the general area of the park, it's not necessarily confined to the park, but it will be with the staff person on duty. I would very much like to, in the future, acquire a second one. One that we can have stationary at the park, you know, in one location that people could have access to if it was needed. But with just having one, or going to be having one at the moment, it'll be located with a staff member, and that way it's accessible like that.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
We just would encourage people to come on out to that ribbon cutting ceremony. We're really looking forward to it and looking to have a lot of people come out and answer some questions and really show off what a lot of people, the Friends of Lake Darling and all the partners and the donors and all the fundraising efforts that went into these new cabins. We're just looking to get people out to see the fruits of that labor and to really enjoy what we have here down at Lake Darling. So we're just trying to get the word out, let as many people know as possible, and we're really looking forward to the event and getting these cabins opened up.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Zach Hayworth. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.